Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Tik 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Kuf Yud Zayin, Chulin 117b. Pagination is 234. We'll start about a quarter of the way down where the new perek begins. And this perek has to do with Tumah regarding the animal. And we find, by way of introduction, two concepts of Tumah by an animal, and we have to appreciate, as our Mishnah describes the difference, the distinction between these two. The Rambam in Tumas Ochlin, Aleph, writes, Ochel miyuchad lemaychal adam mekabel Tumah. A food that's designated for human consumption is going to acquire Tumah. And just as it acquires this Tumah ritual impurity, so we'll have to discuss in what cases it will impart it to the next level as well, and it spreads, although generally things become of a lesser Tumah level as things go on. So that's because it's a food, and meat is also a food designated for human consumption. It's a food. The Rambam in Avos HaTumah Aleph Beis writes that there's another type of Tumah besides the food type. Behema v'chaya, animals, ben amutarim ba'achila ben ho'asurim, whether they're permitted to be eaten or forbidden to be eaten, imesu, if they die, mitame bekezayis, they cause tumah, and this is the tumah of nevelos, of an animal that died without shchita. There's a certain tumah associated with it. So we have two different types of tumah. One is because the flesh is simply food, and the other is because the animal is a nevela. It died without shchita. The distinction is going to be described in our Mishnah that certain parts of the animal are going to qualify on the level of food because they could be eaten together with the other meat, and people sometimes do, but they were not originally designated as food. And therefore, they're not included in that category of nevela, where the animal died as a carcass and imparts tumah. So the food category is more encompassing, because there are times that you'll eat those parts of the animal together with the flesh. A person doesn't necessarily cut out all the parts as they're eating. But as far as nevela goes, it's learned from the pasuk, the things that are typically eaten, and as Rashi tells us, the Tanya, we learned, b'nevelosa, the nevela, v'lo ba'atzamos, not the bones, v'lo begidim, not the different parts of the animal that run through it that are not really the flesh, v'lo ba'or, and not the hide, afagav d'shomer havya, even though it guards and protects and it's part of the system, but that's not included in the rules of nevela. Let's look at the Mishnah, ha'or, the hide, and certainly the Art Scroll translation is quite helpful here, v'harotev, and the gravy, v'hakipa, the sediment of spices, etc., v'ha'alol, and the meat that gets shaved as the animal is processed, v'atzamos, the marrow bones, v'hagidin, the parts that are sometimes eaten with the food, but they themselves are not really considered a typical description of food, Ot Scroll 6, Gidin is a general term that includes the animal's arteries, veins, tendons, membranes, ligaments, and nerves. And that description is, though they're permitted for eating, but they're not eaten as food of their own right. Vakarnayim, and the horns, continuing in the Mishnah, Vatlofim, the hooves, Mitztarfin letame tumas ochlin. They're going to be included when it comes to the tumah of foods, because together with the meat, they're also sometimes eaten, and therefore they're included for the requisite size of, do I have food stuff here? Avalo tumas nevelos, but when it comes to tumah of nevela, the carcass type of tumah, which is a more serious type of tumah, that type of tumah does not include these things. They're excluded because they're not typical food. Kayotze bo, following the same thing, theme, that there's a distinction between tumas ochlin and tumas nevelos, hashochet behema temeya, if a person would shecht a non-kosher type animal, la'oved kochavim for a non-Jew, he's the owner, umefar cheses, and the animal is still moving after the shechita, so a shechita was done, and that's the method that it was killed. It's a behema temeya, and it's for a non-Jew. And it's mefachases, it's moving, even though shechita was done, but the animal still moves. Mitama tumas ochlin, it would have the tumah of food, because at this point the animal is considered dead from the shechita. As far as that goes, it's considered food. Shechita has been done. Avalo tumas nevelos, but the animal hasn't laid down dead yet, and therefore the nevela status is not placed upon it. Ad shetamos, until it dies. O ad sheyatiz es rosha, or an interesting qualification would. The qualification would be met if it was beheaded. Because in that case, even if it's mefarcheses, even if it is moving, we regard that as the tail of a lizard that knows, that's able to detach itself, and the tail will move, but that's nerves moving. That's not from the brain. That's not conscious or even habit type behavior that's connected to the body, that's not part of the nervous system. And achayotis es rosha, if it would be beheaded, then indeed it would be considered, an avela would be considered dead. But if shechita alone was done, then the animal has this in-between status, and on the one hand, it is ochel, it is food, because shechita was done. On the other hand, it is not considered, in the words of the Mishnah, dead yet, and therefore nevela status does not apply. Developed by the Mefarshim, by the Gemara, etc., is the fact that all of these things had to have happened in the same case. Otherwise, there would be variations. It has to be that it was a shechita. It has to be that it was the non-kosher animal for the non-Jew, and it's moving. For us, the basic principle that there is a difference, there are two different types of tumah. One is tumas ochlin, because it's food, and the other is tumas nevela, because it's a carcass, and there will be distinctions between the two on various levels, including the size and what is included in that size, and when exactly it does apply, and what level of tumah it will impart. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.